Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
First up, I have David from Bodies. How are you, David?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Damp.
You are, well, you're like, for our listeners out there, he has come in with his arm in a sling after a fractured elbow and a big bloody thumb from slicing his finger. Thank you for being here, brother.
No, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, you're going through the wars.
Ah, it's fine. You know, it's just...
Is this a common thing for you?
It is the second time I fractured my elbow in 6 months.
Right, okay.
So, yeah.
You're a bit of a calamity, John.
Yeah, a little bit.
Anyway, we're here to talk about music. I'm loving the double A side. It's coming out on Friday, is it? Or did it just come out on Friday?
No, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh, I beg your pardon. Tuesday, that's a weird one.
I know, yeah.
Cool. No, I like it.
I guess because Valentine's Day is Thursday and...
You don't want to clash with that.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Bringing out a song called Slave on Valentine's Day. Some, I know a couple of couples would be very into that. However, let's stop the yakking and have a bit of music. This is Bodies and Slave. It's you're going to like it, kiddies.
We'll be right back.
Yes, it's highly tidy stuff. That is Slave from Bodies, and I'm joined by David here in studio. David, tell me a little bit about your band.
Well, there's three of us in the band.
Yes.
There's myself, Nathan Marr, and Danilo Ward. I guess it started off with just me in the studio recording with David Prendergast, the producer, and we just kind of built these songs and ideas that I had. And then when the record was finished, I kind of just like approached some friends, and Nathan was the first person I went to because he's an amazing guitarist, piano player, drummer.
Dr. Nathan. He's amazing. He's what I'd like to call a Swiss Army knife of a musician. He's just brilliant. Hi, Nathan.
Hi. I think he's like one of my oldest friends. We've been friends for like since we were 12 or 13.
Ah, right, okay.
And I just asked him, like, what instrument do you want to play?
Yeah. This guy, folks, is in about, he's probably in like 400 bands.
There was certainly a stage where he was in 20 bands when he wasn't being a doctor for those couple of years.
Yeah.
And he was just playing constantly. Now he's in London.
Yeah.
He's only in a couple.
Right. I always had these, anyway, this interview's not about Nate, but I did always have these visions of him, you know, like performing open heart surgery in the middle of the street and then, you know, legging it down to Whelan's to do a gig. But what a dude. So the band was kind of, the band was more or less an afterthought, really, of you getting these songs out of you.
Yeah, I wanted to figure out what I wanted to do because all the other bands I was in, I was mostly a guitarist or I was like in really heavy bands where I was just screaming.
Right, okay.
So I just wanted to make a different type of music, but I wasn't sure exactly. So I had all these ideas, but it was only one of me, so I could only... And I didn't have to use Ableton or anything at the time.
Right.
So I was just like, I'll just go into the studio with this. And I had a drummer friend that I jammed some stuff out with.
Right. So Bodies has been, like, pardon the cliche, but it's been a journey for you in terms of your development as an artist. And
absolutely. Like, just making that record, even if that never came out, I would have been fine with it because it was about me learning. Yeah. I had to learn how to sing. Like, and even on the album, you hear there's different vocal effects, that, like styles that I use. Like, I've got really gritty at some points and I'm singing softly. I just didn't know how to do all these things. So I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I just tried everything.
Wow. Well, I'm digging the efforts, my friend. I'm going to play the flip of this double A-side. The Slave is what you heard earlier on. And then Everything Is Not Lost. There's quite a juxtaposition between the two. It's like it shows very much two different styles of you know, your voice and even what the band can do. Was that an intentional thing?
Yeah, it was. It was also part of that discovery thing, as in I was in those heavier bands and I wanted to do something very soft and I guess atmospheric. But then I still had this part of me that wanted to be in a rock band.
Yeah.
Wanted to make songs like Slave, but I didn't want to just make it simply just like heavy and noise and screaming, but I just wanted to figure out. So I think I wrote Everything Is Not Lost first and then applied a part of that to Slave, what I'd learned from writing and performing that. And cool. That's just musically. And
well, let's let the music do the talking. This is Everything Not Lost from Bodies, and this is coming out on Tuesday, folks. So get your
Bandcamp pre-order in.
Yes, indeed. Let's have it. You are tuned to Radio Nova, and this is Locals Only. 2 hours of the finest, the brightest, the bold and the beautiful of what is going on out there in the Irish music industry. And this is Bodies.
Fall, shine.
Everything Is Not Lost by Bodies, and I'm joined by Dave here. So you had a load of gigs, and now there is no gigs.
Yep.
Due to your fungery.
Yeah, luckily we'd only announced one of them though, so.
Right, okay.
Only the little Dublin one. So.
No. I'm sorry to hear that, man. That must be hard. If you just join us, David came off his bike there and fractured his elbow, and the single launch had to have been pulled. So, yeah, pity about that one. But we have him here in Radio Nova, so that's something. So what is next for the band?
We're rescheduling those dates for April, I think. And we are nearly finished recording a follow-up album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Busy boys.
Yeah. And we're doing actually something I'm really excited about is we've started this project, like a mixtape project. So all the ideas that we don't have and all the kind of like, just like covers and things with samples that we can't get cleared, we're going to start releasing mixtapes throughout the year.
Amazing.
Yeah. So we're going to do 3 this year.
Wow. And sure, look, if they come to sue you.
Yeah, well, they can. If it's a mixtape, it's copyright free because you've released it for free, not for...
Is that a fact? I did not know that.
That's why it's so popular in the hip-hop community, because you can just literally take someone else's music, do a verse over it, release it, and there's no copyright and infringement because you're not doing it for profit.
Wow.
So we're... we know hip-hop on it, but yeah, we're just going to release like 20-minute mixtapes, one in April, one in summer, one in...
And any clues to who's going to be on this mixtape? Any gems in there?
I don't know. We've definitely sampled some Radiohead stuff. Cool. We're also getting some guests, some friends from other bands to come in and just like the way people would do a verse in the hip hop community. But maybe it might be a guitarist
rock out a solo. Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll probably be the next thing you hear from us as a mixtape in maybe a month or two.
Fantastic. Well, listen, when you recover, I'd love to have you in for a little bit of a live session.
Yeah, I'd love to as well. Yeah,
great. Well, we shall do that. David, thank you for joining me, and rest up and get that elbow back, and I will keep playing the tunes.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
That's it for this week's Locals Only podcast. Join us next week for more, and of course, catch the show Sunday evenings from 6 on Radio Nova.
The Locals Only podcast with Gavin Glass. Seriously addictive podcasting from Nova.ie and Radio Nova. Radio Nova.